setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. This is, in fact, The Ken Coleman Show. And this is a conversation about you. Specifically, what you were born to do. Most people look at work as something you do to live. Pays the bills. And if there's some left over, make some memories, right? If we ultimately simplify that down. We believe, though, that you live to work. In other words, you live to contribute. Created to contribute. You are created to fill a unique role in and through your work. You are needed. You must do it. It's that simple. It's just not one job. There are multiple dream jobs, multiple paths in the form of careers to that type of work. But that unique role is defined by talent, passion, and mission. Talent, what you do best. Passion, work you love to do. Mission, results that matter deeply to you. When talent, passion, and mission align, you're on purpose, you're doing what you were born to do, and success and satisfaction will come along with you filling that significant role. It is significance that is the ultimate measure of success. When I use what I do best, talent, to do work I love, passion, to produce results that matter to me, mission, I am on purpose. And that's what we want to help you figure out. There are seven stages to doing what you were born to do. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. So that's the clear path that we offer you. We can help you determine where you are and how to get to the next stage. 844-747-2577. Big announcement on that coming up next segment. But first, let's talk about one of the most important parts of this process is getting hired and moving forward. And the resume is a big piece of it. This freaks a lot of people out. I mean, writer's block, anxiety, a million different templates out there. And so we at the Ken Coleman Show recommend that you flip your resume from the traditional resume, which is where references were on a second page or at the bottom of a first page. Incidentally, you should not have more than one page. I'm just going to tell you, hiring manager is looking for one page. So we have a wonderful free resume guide at kencoleman.com you can reference to dive deeper on this. But we recommend that you put who you know, and it says who I know is a big bold heading at the top of the Ken Coleman Show resume guide and the resume template. Why? Because hiring managers are spending an average 7.4 seconds scanning a resume. That's the average. You remember basic math. Long about the fifth grade or fourth grade when you learned to do averages or whatever it was. That's the high and the low together. So the 7.4 seconds is the average. You better get their attention. That's why we lead with who I know. Now, what do we put there? Very simply, relevant endorsements. Relevant. Either an endorsement for somebody who works in that company that you are applying to. That's the best way to go. But if you can't do that, somebody who is a legitimate professional in the industry or the particular type of work you want to be doing. And we do this because we want to give an immediate impression. So that's why we do who I know. Relevant endorsements. Oh, there's some relevance here. Oh, who I know. You know this person? They can vouch for you. They do this for a living. Oh, it's an immediate first impression. They're only going to spend an average of 7.4 seconds. If we can get them to hang on for an additional three or four because of the boldness, who I know being at the top and being able to see relevant information, then we've got ourselves an immediate impression, a positive one. And that's why we do it. So if you'd like to get more on the resume guide, it's absolutely free, kencoleman.com in our resources. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to the phones in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. Anna is on the line. Anna, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm living the dream, Anna. What are you doing?
I'm trying to live the dream.
Okay. Good. What's going on?
So I want to, just get your thoughts or maybe get a last push. I'm currently in leadership, and I have been for about, 5 years or so. And especially now with like COVID and working from home, before I already knew that I wasn't like too crazy about leading the people. I like doing the work, but I didn't enjoy so much the people aspect or part of it. And obviously the more you get into the dealership, the less of the work you do and more of the leadership that you're supposed to be doing, right? Mm-hmm. Which I care about the people. I have a good team, but at the same time, it's like, it's hard for me to like see how like people's minds function and how they like some people care more about their work than others. And at the same time too, like it's just, I'm putting in a lot of time and I have a little one and I feel like my priorities are shifting. And I don't know if I should, I guess I'm having a hard time. Like I'm considering like maybe applying into another position within the job. Cause I like what I do. I mean, the actual job itself, I
Which
really
is
enjoy
what?
It. I like the company.
Which is
it's
what?
In accounting.
Okay.
So yeah. Number crunching.
So yeah, I get it. So if you switch positions, what would be ideal based on where you stand right this moment? You stay in accounting, but a different job where you're just no longer leading? Is it that simple?
Well, there's a couple of positions open within the company that I was considering maybe applying to.
Within your current company?
Yes. And it's just a different section of the company, you know, within the finance area.
Would it be a step back financially?
It might end up being like a ladder, but it would be like a difference. I haven't like gone in and looked at the details, but I am honestly like even considering being okay with like stepping down, you know, as far as money wise a little bit too, just because I'm just feel so like I have too much going on. And
I think you're overwhelmed.
I'm getting to not enjoy it.
I think you're overwhelmed and it's really hard to make a clear decision about their future when you're overwhelmed. It's like thinking about anything mm-hmm. futuristic when you're trying not to drown. Make sense?
Yes.
Like if you and I and our spouses, we go out on a boat and we jump in the water and we're thinking about dinner while you're trying to, like if you start getting a cramp and you start literally flailing and drowning, you're not thinking about dinner, are you?
Right.
What are you thinking about?
Not drowning.
So I think that's the issue because you love the accounting work. And you love your people, but there's a disconnect there. There's a disconnect between I love the work and I love the people that I'm leading, but I don't like the leading. And I wonder if it's just the amount of pressure you've got on you from either external forces or yourself or the amount of hours you're working. Is that what's really going on, working a lot of hours?
Yeah, I'm definitely working a lot of hours.
Is that expected of you?
No, not necessarily. I mean,
okay. Cause here's my point. If you switch gears to another position, still a full-time job. So the little one that you brought up, your child, that's still a you thing. I think you need to sit down and think about what pressure you're putting on yourself. And if you're working too many hours, I think you need some boundaries. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. Helping you move from paycheck to purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. You were created to fill a unique role in your work. You are needed. You must do it. There's more to life than just a job and trying to live for the weekend. It's why I wrote my brand new book, which is now available for pre-order. It is entitled From Paycheck to purpose. You like that, Joe? You like that title, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Four words, two emotions, the two emotions around work. Paycheck means provision. Everybody needs to provide. Purpose is the contribution. You can make the income and the impact that you need and want to make. And this new book, which comes out November the 9th, but you can pre-order now at kencoleman.com, is the seven stages that you've heard me talk about on the program. So I'm super excited. I've been working on this for over a year and a half. So this is the detailed guide up the mountain, including get clear, the first stage, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. So it's a deep dive, a lot of my story involved there. This is the clear path to doing work you love. That's the subtitle. By the way, a couple of, we basically bribe you, if you want to know, to order it ahead of time. And it ships on November the 9th. We got two different $100 packages that are kind of free, $100 worth of stuff. If you pre-order the book for only $20, we also have the Get Clear Career Assessment, which is going to measure talent, passion, and mission. I'm super jacked about this project as well because it'll help you get clear that first stage, and then you can move up the mountain and then call me with more clarity instead of trying to do it on the phone. Okay. That is a $30 product on its own, but we're smashing the two products together, to the book and the assessment, for $30 at kencoleman.com. Just go to the store. You can get it there. So check that out. All right. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Clinton, Illinois, where Beth joins us. Beth, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi. How are you?
Beth. I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
Oh, you know, drinking coffee, like always.
Oh, very nice. You know, Joe, I've got water here, but I should probably move to coffee, I think. I need to get myself a Ken Coleman Show coffee mug so that I could drink with Beth.
We could do that.
Yeah. We could just be sitting and sipping together, Beth. How can I help?
So, I have been a stay-at-home mom for the last 9 years.
Wow.
And my baby's going to kindergarten.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's a mess. I'm a hot mess.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to figure out what to do now.
Yeah.
I graduated college and then got pregnant right after we got married. So I didn't get to use my degree. And now I'm not quite sure that I want to.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I have the interesting thing of, I don't need to work. My husband thankfully provides well enough that my job is optional. But I don't see me enjoying staying home without my kids.
Yeah. Okay. This is all great. Everything you just told me tells me that this is the time for you to explore a bit because you don't need the income, but there's, so because of that, there's no hurry for you to decide. And it's really about discovering, not deciding. I think the deciding will take care of itself if we're doing the discovering. And so this is exciting. Yeah. So I think you're trying some stuff, and I'll tell you where I think this goes. We can dive into this a second, see if we can come up with some clues. But I almost want to take the pressure off of what answers you might give me in just a moment by saying this. Because you don't have to make money right now, this is really about almost the research and conversations with people that do what it is you think you might want to do. Might be one clear winner. Maybe you got a top three, maybe you got a top five, but this season right now, you're already going through transition. It's going to be hard with the little one going to kindergarten. There's no reason to jump. You don't have to jump. So what's exciting is you can talk to people, do research, figure out what it is you want to do, and then what it would take to get qualified. And then you begin to start that plan. So I think this is really exciting. So let's just have some fun since I took all the pressure off. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Now, here's the key, Beth. You got to answer this question with your heart, not your head. So there's going to be something that pops.
That's all I ever talk with.
Yeah, right. Okay, here we go. What would you try tomorrow, Beth? First thing on our list, not the thing first per se, but I guaranteed you that you would be good at it and that you would really enjoy it. And we would just try it. What would you do?
See, I listen to you all the time, so this question was not a surprise.
I know.
But my answer would be a foster parent,
okay,
which is not a job, right?
Wait. I love that answer, Beth. How many times have you heard me say on this show, you were created to fill a unique role, you were needed, you must do it? Have you heard me say that 100 billion times?
Yes, but there's an issue.
What's
my
the issue?
My husband does not want to do foster care.
Okay.
So that's not an option. So
it's
now
not.
I'm like, how do I love foster parents? How do I love foster kids?
You love, okay, this
position.
Is so, oh my gosh, Beth, you're doing my job for me. This is so fun. No, I'm serious. That question is the question. Okay, yeah. I would love to be a foster parent. My husband's not on board, so it's not an option. How do I love on foster kids? And that, in fact, yeah. is the question. And the answer is, go figure out in your community of Clinton, Illinois, who is serving foster kids. Could be government agency, local government agency. Could be a nonprofit or two. Could be a ministry or two. I can think of an example of each one of those right here in Franklin, Tennessee, suburb of Nashville.
Right.
So what I do is I find out who's serving the kids. And then because you don't have to work, we go, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go volunteer a little bit of time for all of those organizations. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a job right now. Let's wade in.
Right.
Who says we got to jump off a cliff? Let's wade in to the shallow water. Every one of those places will need volunteers or some type of resource. True or false?
Very true.
Absolutely. So start volunteering. And so you may not be a foster parent, but you would be a foster advocate. That's what I would call it, for lack of a better word. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But see, to me, that's where we go. That's what you want to do. That was your answer. So we go, okay, just because I can't do it in this way, which means you have them in your home full time,
right,
doesn't mean you can't still provide much of what you would provide. It's just a different environment. Same thing, different environment. That's what I would tell you.
Right.
And maybe as a part of this, eventually you do gatherings in your home. Or you'll do a small group for foster kids every Saturday night once a month, or one Saturday night a month, whatever. And they're not staying with you, they're not living with you, but you're still loving on them.
Right, right. And I think there's the other component of it. Like, yes, yeah, so I want, like, a foster mom, I guess, is the heart for the kids part, but I also have a heart for the families, right, that are needing to give up their children.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to meet those, right, because, I mean, obviously they're taken out of their home for a reason.
No, same place.
Right.
Because the people that are loving on the kids know how to, they're involved with the parents. They're engaged with them. Your government, your local government entities, they're going to know the answer to where those families are, where you could maybe play both sides of the coin. Hey, I'm serving and loving on the kids, but I'm also pouring into the single moms.
Right.
Whew, right. I get goosebumps.
Yeah. It's heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. Can I ask you real quick, we only have about a minute, why foster kids? Why foster parents? What's your heart for them? Excuse me, not foster parents, birth parents. Why?
Oh, no, you're good. I had a rough childhood, and somehow we didn't end up in foster care.
Yep.
So I know these kids had it worse than I did.
Yep.
So I think I've always had a heart for it, and even not just foster kids, right? Because there's kids who were like me as a child, right?
Just
so
tough,
I look and like even just my friend's kids, you know, I see in the community, that's who we kind of just gravitate towards, because I was the kid that nobody wanted to hang with, right? So now I see those kids, and I'm like, we're going to love them because they need it.
That's what this is all about, Beth. You find ways to do that. This isn't even a difficult decision. This is so easy.
Yep.
When that baby goes to kindergarten, give yourself a couple days to mourn and maybe take some time for yourself and adjust to the new schedule, and then start volunteering and just be in proximity. Be in proximity. I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, which is all about making connections for opportunities to do what we want to do, if we know, in fact, what we want to do and you do. So hang on the line. Amanda, let's get her a copy of that book. It's a great guide on how to get in proximity to doing what it is you want to do and watching opportunities present themselves. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were born to do. And I'm going to tell you something, that seems so intimidating until you realize that the answers are readily available. They're within you. We're going to look at talent, what you do best, passion, work you love to do, and mission, results that matter deeply to you. 844-747-2577 is the number. Hey, real quick, I want to remind you, if you are in the job search, and this is the great migration, they're calling it this year, 40% of Americans going to change jobs. That can be a really daunting and disgusting proposition for you, in the sense that you have to deal with rejection and resume submissions and getting ignored and all the things. That's why I've partnered with ZipRecruiter. They're the number one job site in the world. Their candidates are three times as likely to get hired because of their amazing matching technology. They are the number one job site in the world, and their service is free to you. Did you hear that? Free. No strings attached. Free. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's the website, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Fill out a profile in just minutes. Submit it, and their technology starts working for you. They become a recruiter. They're matching up your profile to companies' positions that they have on their website. The company sees your profile because ZipRecruiter told them to look at you. They like what they see. They contact you directly. It takes the yuck and the suck out of the hiring process. It is the best way to get hired. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's free. Look, folks, I'm going to always endorse stuff that I like. And I'm going to tell you to buy stuff sometimes. I'm not even telling you to buy anything here. I'm just telling you to sign up for free and use world-class technology. See, they got all these companies that are paying for their service. They need talent. My audience is talented, and you guys are on purpose. So I don't know what you're waiting on. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. I just threw that last part in there, Joe, on my own. Because again, if I tell you all to do something that's free, I pretty much think you're a moron if you don't do it. Is that enough pressure, Joe?
No.
Not enough? I mean, seriously. I love Costco. I got three kids, two boys that are teenagers. Do you realize how much food I have to buy every month, Joe?
A lot.
No, you don't need it. A lot doesn't even cover it. I got a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old. They're playing football. Two-a-days right now, the amount of calories they consume is frightening, okay? All that said, when I go to Costco and I walk around and the nice people have the free samples, I take them. This was the point I'm making. I pretty much think, why wouldn't you try the sample? If you're looking for a job, why wouldn't you go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken? This is the question I have. I don't know. There you go. The Zip folks should be happy with that. They got a little extra time there because I'm making a greater point.
They really did.
They really got some extra time there. We should send them another invoice. All right, let's go to Toms River, New Jersey, where Anthony joins us on the line. Anthony, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. It's such a pleasure talking to you. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Anthony. What's up?
You sound fantastic. I hope I sound just as good after I get off the line.
Okay, good.
Look, here's the thing. I have a two-prong question for you, and I don't want to take up too much of your time. But I'm heading into my 58th birthday this year, all right? I worked in the tech support industry since 1997. After 14 years, I was let go from a consultancy position I had with a client. The consultancy actually lost the contract with that client after about, 10, 14 years, something like that. So anyway, since December of 2018, I've been looking for work. I've only worked a few months since. COVID has impacted some of that. I just recently found something. It's $12,000 roughly less than I was making before, but I don't have to travel to New York City. Here's the second part of that question. When I was looking for work during all that time, more than one recruiter, a handful actually, told me that the job was good for me, but they couldn't present me to the client because of my age. Because the client was looking for somebody who was either just out of college or somebody in their 20s, quote unquote. I was told that if my job history went too far down my resume, they'd put it on the bottom of the pile and not look at it. And so it makes me wonder whether I should still concentrate in the tech sector. I say that because I'm also a composer of music. And God blessed me by presenting an article to me not too long ago that was published in Rolling Stone magazine in 2018 about how solo piano music composers, that there was a lucrative market for this. Of course, I never knew about this. I was composing music for decades, not even knowing that this was a reality. So I started to build my network in that field. It's much difficult now, much more difficult to break into it because it's cluttered. But it's still a possibility. I guess my question is, you know, I have to start all over again at age 58. I lost my home. I lost my job. Have to save up for retirement. Have to hopefully buy a new home sometime within the next 10 years. And I don't know where to concentrate my time. I don't know whether to concentrate mostly on the composition end, where there's no salary yet, or put all of my eggs into one basket in technology, like a 75-25 split, and put my attention there.
Okay, so here's the deal. I think it's both and. I think you stay in technology because technology is the hottest employment field in this country right now, and that's not going to change. And it's also easier for a guy who's 58 to get to stay up to date on qualifications. It don't require you to go to school. It's largely certifications and training.
Well, like I said, not to interrupt you, but when I asked the recruiter about that, I said, well, you know, would I have a better chance of being employed if I got searched? His exact words were, look, if you have to spend a couple of thousand, don't bother, it won't matter. If you're only spending a couple of hundred, then go ahead.
Okay. I don't care what the recruiter said.
Okay,
you called the Ken Coleman Show. So you asked me, I don't really care what the recruiter said. I don't think the recruiter's right.
Okay, sir.
Because the recruiter is basically saying, well, you're 58 and blah, 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 blah. Well, who gives a crap? Let me tell you something. Do I believe that ageism is a thing? Sure, I do. Just like racism is absolutely real. Uh-huh. I mean, people are going to... They're going to hold your age against you, your skin color. This is just the world we live in. It's a broken, fallen world. Yes, it exists. However, you can rise above it. Just because it exists doesn't mean that you can't live a great life. And so this is why I wrote an entire book on connecting called The Proximity Principle. Connections are where opportunities come to you. So I'm going to give you the book in just a moment. But you got to commit to reading it and do it because it will work. Now, what I was saying is that it's both and. You can get hired in technology. You need to make sure you're updated on certifications. And if it costs you a couple of grand, if you got to go work two or three side jobs and cash flow some certifications, and it costs you a couple of grand to be current, you abso-freaking-lutely should do that. Because it's going to yield a job for you, okay? And the reality is you got to use relationships. You've been in this industry a long time. You know a lot of people. It is those people who will open doors for you to get around the ageism and get through the technology filtering system that looks at your resume and sees how old you are or how long you've been around, and it just kind of throws you to the digital trash bin. But you can do it. I'm going to give you the book. It's going to teach you how to do it. But you know enough people to be able to do and get the work that you want to do, Anthony. Now, here's the both and. You should also pursue the composing. You've been doing it for so long. Go brush up those little jingles you did. This is where digital music is. That's what we use for our show. So is it competitive? Yes. But are you good enough to do it? I think you believe that. So why wouldn't you try? So build the composing stuff on the side. And then eventually, as you get older, maybe 63, 64, you step away from technology altogether. If, in fact, the composing of jingles can substitute the income you're making. I think it's day job and dream job, and you're doing them both at the same time. You're working these hours, and then at nights, weekends, early mornings, you're writing jingles. It's both and. Anthony, you got this. Hang on the line. I'm going to get you The Proximity Principle, which is the book I wrote about turning connections, relationships into opportunities to do what it is we know we're supposed to be doing. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were born to do. 844-747-2577. Some of you think you're born to do technology, And you're probably right, but you're going, oh, I think it's going to take too long and cost too much. Not true. My friends at Bethel Tech can train you in 9 months online for less than $15,000 and start you out making $75,000 a year. They have an incredible placement rate percentage. Check them out, betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. All right, to the phone, Steve from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Steve, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
I'm living the dream, Steve. What's up?
Give you a little bit of background first, and then I think I'm just looking for more so some counsel and advice on kind of what I need to be doing. So I've been in the fitness industry for 7 years, and I absolutely love it. Since I was 15, I knew I wanted to be in the fitness industry, training people and helping them get healthy and stronger. And I've been able to do that full time and pretty successfully and make pretty good money doing it. Currently where I'm at, I'm just working a lot and I'm starting to really feel it. I work part-time, a few mornings a week, 10 hours a week doing classes early in the morning. And then my full-time, I work at a retirement community and I give the residents their exercise. And then I have my own side hustle of training my own clients for my own business. So a lot going on. And right now, the stuff with my full-time job is just heavy on my heart a little bit. I'm just not in love with it like I once was and thought I was, and I'm struggling because the dealing in this place is having me in a space where I feel like I almost want to leave the industry. And I know that's not what I really want to do, but short term, I'm thinking in my head it sounds like a good plan
to leave the industry altogether.
Well, I'd still want to do the morning part-time if I could and my own side hustle. But, you know, I've been doing this full-time for 7 years. And my full-time role, there's a lot of build-up there. And I'm feeling like it's time to go.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. But I'm so glad that you delineated, so I didn't have to talk you out of it. I'm glad you delineated that this is just, it's the wrong place. It's not the wrong work. You're still in the fitness space, but there's something about that environment and something's going on there and you don't have the juice for it. So, yeah, I think you replace that income, but I would not get out of exercise altogether. So if you feel like you need to just go do a day job for a season that's not in the industry, that's fine as long as you keep one or both of those other things so that you don't, you know, regret leaving the industry altogether because you love the exercise place. Ideally, I'd love for you to stay in exercise, but just get out of that current job. But I don't think there's a wrong way to go here.
Okay. My heart's just been heavy about it and I almost feel like talking to in my head with myself, like, am I selling out?
Because
I
know. No, you're not selling out.
I'm so full.
You're not. Okay. Stop. That's a false narrative. I think guilt is what's driving that. Am I right?
I believe so.
Yeah. What are you feeling guilty about? No. I'm sorry. Let me re-ask that. I know what you're feeling guilty about. I think I do. I want you to tell me, should you be guilty? Should you feel guilty about anything?
Probably not.
No. Heck no.
No.
You don't owe those people your entire life's work. Are you doing a good job for them? Yes. But the minute that your heart's left, you need to leave with it. And it sounds like the heart is left. So let's come up with a plan. Let's not jump and do anything that would hurt you financially, but let's start taking steps to move, to leave. You're not leaving them hanging. They can replace you. The world is still going to spin on its axis if Steve leaves.
I think more so that guilt feeling, I don't actually feel that with my full-time, you know, employer. It almost, it's going to sound a little sideways, but like, I feel almost guilty again. I've been clear on what I wanted to do since I was like a teenager. And I know all of these people and you hear all these people who want to get into this space. And it's hard to make it in this space and do good. And like,
But again, Steve, you don't need to. You've done nothing wrong. You and I both know that. So I absolve you of the guilt, my son. There's nothing for you to have guilt over. Make the decision that's right for you. Stay in the exercise space. Get some refreshment and recreation. Get your juices back, but don't feel guilt. Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios and worldwide headquarters here in the Nashville area. 844-747-2577. This is a different kind of talk radio. We're talking purpose, not politics. You were created to fill a unique role. You are needed. You must do it. The world needs what you have to offer. We want to help you figure out what that is. You can make income and impact. You don't have to choose between the two. That is a false narrative. We'll help you figure that out. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Carly in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Carly, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Carly. What are you doing?
Same, sort of.
All right.
Okay. So let me start from the beginning. I lost my job due to COVID, which was a blessing in disguise because it was not the right job for me.
Oh, okay. Good.
Looking back at it, I was just about ready to leave the job and whatever. Anyway, fast forward, I decided to rescale and go in a different direction. I went back to school after talking to a bunch of professionals and doing those interview things that you recommend. I found out that UX design is where the money is. Because I was considering graphic design, but I decided not to do that. So I decided to go back to school to my local technical college for front-end web development and UI UX design. So I'm 1 year into what was supposed to be a one-year program, but it's going to be a two-year program for me because I have ADHD, so it's harder for me to actually, it takes longer for me to learn stuff.
Yep.
So now for my, I'm starting my second year. And I was wondering how I should start to go about getting more connected in the community so I can actually get an internship and get a job.
Yeah.
All right, so
real simple, okay? Going to give you a couple of things, and I'm going to give you my best-selling book called The Proximity Principle, which says...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Now, here's what The Proximity Principle is and says, okay? In order to do what Carly wants to do, UX design, she's got to get around people that are doing it, UX designers, and get in places where it is happening. That's meeting people, connecting with people who hire or who lead UX designers. Got it?
Yeah.
Mind-blowing concept, isn't it? Can you imagine? I wrote an entire book on it, and it became a bestseller, and I'm going to give it to you because so many people know how to do this. So here's the deal. We're going to start with this. I want you to go on your social media tonight, okay? Facebook, Instagram, whatever you do. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to just put it out there. Hey, I'm in school right now to become a UX designer. Anybody out there do it? Anybody out there have a good friend or family member who does UX design? Would you? Ouch. What was that?
Oh, that was my watch. Sorry.
Oh, very good. So, yeah. But by the way, speaking of ADHD, you're talking to the chief, okay? Squirrel. All right. I hear one sound. I can't even think. All right. So.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you got this. So here's the deal. We start there. And then we start doing the same thing with our own connections. But I want you to do it on social media first because I want you to just put yourself out there. All you're doing is asking for a very low level of help. Would you connect me? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of course you do. Then I want you to do it with your own contacts. Everybody in your smartphone. Everybody in your address book. You email them, text them. Hey, here's what I'm doing. Looking to connect to some people locally would be ideal. But I can connect over Zoom or whatever. And I want you to start talking to people who either hire or lead UX designers or talk to UX designers. Because that's where you find out who's hiring, where the good places to work are. You find out about the projects that you get excited about. That's the art of getting connected. I use the proximity principle. I get around people who are doing what I want to do, and I get in places where that work is being done. You have to go volunteer, job shadow, whatever. All that comes through relationships. And in doing that right there, Carly, you're going to begin to see opportunities that you didn't see before. You're going to then find destinations that you go, I'd love to work there. And then we repeat the process. So I'm going to give you a copy of my book, The Proximity Principle. I want you to read it. It's going to guide you through the five people you need to specifically look for and the five places you need to specifically get into. And it's going to really encourage you on what to do when you're around those people and in those places, okay? And before you know it, opportunities are going to come to you before you even finish the education piece, which is what we want. We want opportunities waiting on you when you get out, right?
Yeah.
All right, it's doable.
Otherwise, what's the point of getting the education?
Right, but here's the deal. You know where those people are. You know where those places are. You just got to get a little bit more detailed on it and get a little bit more dedicated.
Well, those places are yet.
Yeah, well, because you're not talking to people yet. We got to talk to people. People tell us about places. People put us in places. Places allow us to meet more people. It becomes a cyclical process. Do you see how that works?
Yeah.
All right. You got this. Hang on the line. Amanda's going to give you a copy of my book, The Proximity Principle, which, again, is written for people who know what they want to do, but they're not 100% sure how to find those connections and opportunities, and that's how you do it. Let's go to Dan, who joins us now at Houston, Texas. Dan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi.
How are you, Dan?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Good. What's going
on? Recent listener, and really appreciate the show. Love it, and really appreciate what you do for everybody. So thank you for that.
Thank you, sir.
So I'll be the ripe old age of 50 this month, and been with the same company for almost half my life, and never fully loved it, but always been looking for something different. And I've created a few side businesses that I still do today. But the ultimate thing is I really don't feel like I'm doing what I'm meant to do. And I don't know what that is. And it's a challenge for me to try to determine what it is. I've taken different assessments and surveys, and when I go on looking for job type sites, everything sounds boring. You know, like I feel like, man, what am I really supposed to be doing?
Yep.
So that's my challenge. And I've always heard people, even when I was younger, say, oh, I love what I'm doing because it's so fulfilling. Yep. And I used to think that sounded so BS-ish, you know, like that's...
Now you know it's not.
Right. So yeah. How much money... And that's my challenge, is I got to get past the money and focus on what it is I really want to do, but I don't know what that is.
All right, let me tell you this. I'm guessing most of the assessments you've taken are personality-based, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's garbage science. I'm just going to call it out. It's garbage. Because your personality is about how your default kind of reactions are, the way you see the world. It has nothing to do with talent, passion, and mission. Now, you're new to my show. So I'm going to give you this real quick because we got about 2 minutes, okay? And I'm going to give you my brand new assessment. And you got to trust me, since I'm giving it to you for free, you got to trust me. It's going to reveal way more than you've ever been revealed to before in an assessment, because those are personality. Those are guesses. I drive home in my assessment and on this show, you may have heard me do it before, on talent, passion, mission. Talent is what you do best, Dan. These are hard skills and soft skills. I only have a minute and a half. I don't have time right now, but I don't need it because I got an assessment. All right. But I would go through and you're going to learn what your top talents are. You probably already know them, but it's going to clarify and verify for you what you do best. Okay. Hard skills, soft skills. Think of talent as tools. Makes sense, doesn't it, Dan?
It does.
All right, great. Now, passion. This is work you love. Forget about notoriety and pay. You just love the work. You look forward to this work when you think about it. When you're in the middle of this work, time seems to stand still. That's high emotion, high devotion. That makes sense, doesn't it, Dan?
It does.
And then finally, mission. All work creates results, right, Dan?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So what are the results that you most want to produce with your work? My assessment's going to reveal that to you as well. It's a motivational driver, okay? So when I use what I do best, Dan, talent, to do work I love, Dan, that's passion, to produce results that matter to me, Dan. Mission, I am in alignment, and it's like an arrow pointing to the world. Now, the assessment I'm going to give you is called the Get Clear Career Assessment. It's $30 for everybody else, but because you had the courage to call in today and say, Ken, I don't know, I'm giving it to you for free. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to hold on the line. We're going to get you a link and a code. I want you to take the assessment. Then I want you to call me back sometime this week or next week, whenever you're ready, and we're going to show you the path forward. So excited. All right, I got to get out of here, but before I do, remember this. You matter, and you do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.